The wives of artistic greats and other women artists get their due. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Some of the most recognizable names of post-war abstract painting are men. Think Jackson Pollock, Willem de Kooning. But their wives made plenty of art as well, and oftentimes were overlooked because of their superstar partners. That goes for other female artists as well. Now there's an exhibit highlighting much of their work that's going on in the desert, and Hunter Drohojoska-Philp is here to talk about it today. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Who are these artists, and how do they compare?
Well, there are a dozen of them in the show and 50 big paintings, and they compare pretty well.
All right. So why do a show like this then? And do you think it minimizes, Hunter, their accomplishments by highlighting them as the wives of great artists and not giving them their own due?
Well, not all of them were wives, but certainly two of the best known were Lee Krasner, who was married to Pollock, and Elaine de Kooning, famously married to de Kooning, who were, in fact, overshadowed during the 20th century in terms of their own contributions because of this. But there are plenty of artists in this show who were not in that status, but it's worth addressing because women then, as now, often were saddled with dual obligations, taking care of a family, taking care of a husband, and pursuing their art seriously. This is not as much of a problem as it used to be, but it still exists.
It still exists today. Is this all about abstract expressionism, the type of art, and does it include other women artists?
Well, it's all the abstract expressionists who were famously sort of macho, hard-drinking guys down at the Cedar Bar in New York City, defining this incredible form of making art, monumental paintings, what are typically called muscular brush strokes. But at the time, there were these women working on the East Coast and the West Coast who were just as productive, and they were recognized in their time, but they never really could get the kind of recognition of these other artists. And to my amazement, this is the first show that has brought a lot of them together. I mean, apparently there could have been about 50 of them, but they've narrowed it to a dozen, and it makes a convincing case for how good some of these women were. They aren't all household names. I mean, certainly Helen Frankenthaler is, and Jay DeFeo from the West Coast has become that. Sonia Gechtoff, probably a little less well-known, also from the Bay Area. And just one more thing, it's important that this curator included artists from the East and the West Coast, recognizing the role of Bay Area painting.
The exhibit is on display through May 28th in the desert at the Palm Springs Art Museum. Palm Springs. Isn't Desert X still going on over there?
Yes, Desert X continues till April 30th. And there are things that you really must see, including work by another woman artist. This one is Shireen Guergis, and she's created a sculpture made out of sandbags and mud that refers to the pigeon towers of Egypt, where homing pigeons come home. And it's almost like a little secular temple at the base of what's called the Whitewater Nature Preserve. And I had never been there. I've driven to and from Palm Springs many times, and it's the exit before you get to Palm Springs. And part of the interest of Desert X to me is that it makes people go to locations they otherwise might not see on their usual routes through Palm Springs or Coachella or Joshua Tree or whatever. And another one I want to highlight is Doug Aiken, who I mentioned before, but he finally has finished this house that is made out of mirrors, and it's an incredible experience. It's only open certain hours. You have to go to the website to see when that is, usually 3:30 in the afternoon. But on the evenings of the full moon, you're going to be able to go stay there until midnight. And that house will continue to be on view through October. So, you know, if you go out to Palm Springs to see the Women of Abstract Expressionism, you'll also be able to see these other Desert X projects.
All right. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.